AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and of course, OK Mozart Festival, 33rd annual festival is in full swing. Everything got started last night, and I get the opportunity to speak with one of the artists. It's always fun for me to talk with the artists and do a little bit of a preview of what's coming up. And by the way, I believe tickets are still available for the performance with Chris Mann. Got Chris joining me by telephone. First of all, Chris, thank you for calling in, and looking forward to seeing you at the Bartlesville Community Center tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. Me as well. It's going to be a really awesome night.
It's going to be a fun night, and of course, you join our Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra 7:30 tomorrow night at the Community Center, and you have already, in a relatively short time, picked up a lot of accolades on your career, singing with Phantom of the Opera, of course, working with Christina Aguilera on The Voice, your debut album, Rhodes, really a premier performance, and I don't know what you've got on the program for tomorrow night, but definitely we get to hear a lot of your voice, I'm sure, tomorrow night.
You do. It's always fun for me to get to sing with symphonies. I've heard so much about the OK Mozart Festival, so it'll be a real pleasure for me to come in. But yeah, I do. Symphony set is a little bit different than when I do a band set, so it's great. I get to, tomorrow I'm going to be doing actually a whole bunch of new songs that are like really high energy sort of big band charts, which will be a blast to do with the symphony. And of course, doing favorites that people do know from Rhodes, maybe something that I did do on The Voice, and of course, Phantom of the Opera, which is what I've been doing for the past 2 years on the national tour. So it's a varied set, but it's one full of energy. There's definitely something. I have a little classic rock surprise in there as well that people always kind of flip out over. It's kind of out of left field, but in a very good way.
Okay, sounds good. It's always nice to have a little something, I'll say, entertainment-wise up your sleeve. Yes, they may come for that Phantom of the Opera sound, which, by the way, is an extremely challenging score for a vocalist. That's not something that that just anyone is going to pick up and nail the first time to get it out there. That's something that you've had to work hard, I'm sure, to make sure that every performance is just the way you like it.
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up loving and admiring Phantom of the Opera, you know, as a kid, and to be able to play that role, I actually did it 700 times. So what you're saying about, you know, sort of refining that performance certainly happened over hundreds and hundreds of performances, and getting to do it out of context, it sort of brings on a whole nother character to the song. So I really love to perform that music.
When you were, I'll say, you know, coming just into choosing schools and lining yourself up with what you would like to do, has vocal music always been something that really kind of you know, tripped a lot of triggers for you? I think a lot of people, it's those early experiences in music that make them go on and do whatever it is they're going to do.
Absolutely. I'm actually from Wichita, Kansas, so not too far away, and grew up singing and acting and doing plays in Wichita, and that's always been my dream, is to have a life in music, and I've been very fortunate enough to have that. I did go to school in Vanderbilt in Nashville to study vocal performance and vocal music, and that's always sort of been at the center of my life, is music and singing.
So you got up along with the rest of us that had that early morning music theory, music history class in fall semester.
Oh, yeah.
You started off with Gregorian chant, moving on to organum and through the rest of medieval music before you get to the stuff that everybody wants to do.
Yeah, that's sort of, I'm having a little PTSD hearing you say that, but yeah, studying the various periods of music, and I mean, there is great stuff in there everywhere, so but that does seem like quite a lifetime ago.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
So you're not ready to go back to Palestrina and Jan Peterson, no. Smalink and all those folks, huh?
Probably not. Probably not today, but who knows?
Well, I always, it's just one of those memories that I also was a vocal education major, so I had to sit through all those same early morning classes, and exactly what I wanted to do at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Monday morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, the things we do, but it all works out in the end.
It does. Looking at some of the other folks that you have had the opportunity to perform with, like the PBS National Memorial Day Concert, and I think I always like hearing the stories about Paul Anka. We think of him in his early career and forget about all the compositional work that he's done. So you've had already an opportunity to spend time with some great names.
I have. It's been, you know, the PBS Memorial Concert was one of the highlights of my whole career. Just the honor to be able to pay tribute to those servicemen and women and their family, and on the Great Lawn in D.C. For the president. Like, that was a real day for sure. But working with Paul was hilarious, and he ended up sort of tweaking his very famous song My Way for my first record, which I will be doing with the symphony. And of course, he has the best stories, and I'm such a big Frank Sinatra fan, so I was sort of eating it up.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, who doesn't like old Blue Eyes? Wish he was still around to tell some of those stories. Let's talk a little bit about your performance tomorrow night with the symphony. I don't want to give away any surprises or something like that, because you said you do have something up your sleeve. But what are some of the favorites that you're going to be sharing with us tomorrow night?
Oh, well... I didn't mean to ask you a tough question. They're all... I'm kind of most excited to try the new stuff. There's a really amazing Brian Setzer chart called Americano that I'm going to be doing, which cannot wait to hear the orchestra play. It's like a real kind of tear-up chart. I'm going to always love singing Music of the Night. I'm doing something from Les Mis, which is one of my favorites, and I think unanimously is one of just everybody's favorite songs. And then I have a song, like modern music as well, it's this really fun chart, a Sting chart, that kind of segues into, like I said, this surprise that always gets, particularly from the husbands dragged against their will to the concert, it makes the entire night for them, this classic rock piece that I do. I love performing all the songs. You know, Hallelujah for my PBS special is always incredible to get to do a symphony. So everything sort of takes on a new life.
Yep, sure does. And of course, it's always different working with a live orchestra behind you as opposed to maybe something that was put together as a track for you, just because it was easier to get the record down that way. Will you have some CDs and be able to spend a little bit of time either before or after the concert just shaking some hands with folks?
Of course. Yeah, I will, of course, have my music for sale, and happy to sign that and take pictures and meet everybody after the show. So definitely come out. I think tickets are still available on the OK Mozart Festival website or on chrismanmusic.com/events. Bring the family, and I'd love to say hi to everybody after the show.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate your time. Yes, tickets are available. Probably the easiest way right now is just to head on down to the Bartlesville Community Center box office, or, of course, you can buy online, bartlesvillecommunitycenter.com. They have a link for you on okmozart.com, or, like you said, Chris probably has a link on his website. Looking forward to an exciting, upbeat concert. Lauren will have the orchestra prepped for you, and it'll be a great concert for you tomorrow night.
Sounds good. See you then. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris. Chris Mann with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Susan Albert's been sitting here in the studio. Susan, last night, I've heard some good things that people enjoyed themselves last night with the Army Band.
Yeah, they did. I felt a little sorry for them. They were out there in the heat, but they did a great performance. They were followed by Honey Blue, and we had kids' activities, lots of kids there. I watched them a little bit. They had a magic show and bouncy house. Looked like they were all having a good time. We had food trucks, a copper bar had some stuff there for everybody, some drinks and food. And then we had a wonderful performance by Michael Martin Murphy at 8 o'clock at the community center. Lots of people showed up for that, and a lot of people said they'd seen him several times. Mm-hmm. They just really enjoy him, and they talk about what a nice man he is. And even a couple people stopped and said, one guy was from Ponca City and said that whenever Michael Martin Murphy is up that way, he stays with him. He met him, he said, on a chuck wagon, and they've been good friends ever since. So it was interesting to hear some stories like that, but everybody said what a great guy he is.
Yeah. More tickets available for the upcoming concerts for Mozart Festival this year. Of course, like I said, the easiest way is stop by the community center. You can look at the seating chart and say, I want that one right there.
Right, and you can do that online, too. You can look at the seating chart. And that's easy to do. Just go to BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com and click on Box Office, and everything is there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning and lining up the interview with Chris Mann.
Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Chris Mann coming to the Bartlesville Community Center. That'll be tomorrow night, 7:30. And again, tickets are available. You're going to have a great time and an amazing voice. I think you'll be impressed. AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Uncle Dan?
Mom?
Dad?
If you store your guns properly, so not just anyone can get to them.
I'll feel safer when I'm playing outside.
Safer when walking home.
Safer when my friends come over. As your neighbor, I'll feel safer.
As a school teacher, I'll feel safer.
We'll all feel safer.
Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks.